Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Action, romance, death around every corner. It's the Of Love and War series of novels from R.W. Nicholson. Young lovers torn apart by the bloodlust of war, they discover the power of love, the evil of men, and the faith in every power. Their story of a desperate struggle to keep themselves and their love alive when death is around every corner, and the discovery of faith when forced to fight for a tyrannical madman. The Of Love and War series of novels based on true stories, actual events that will whisk you away to another time and place. The Swede, the first novel of the series, the courage and spirit of two young volunteers will be tested amidst the chaos of the greatest war in history. R.W. Nicholson is a U.S. Army veteran, historian, and by his own admission, a sucker for a good romance story. He's been married nearly three decades, and in that time has discovered the key to keep a marriage alive and well. Also an active member of the VFW, as well as a member of the DAV, researching and sharing military history, his passion. And he says sharing remarkable stories of heroism and personal sacrifice that have been lost in the pages of time is a dream come true. R.W. Nicholson, author of Love and War series, currently residing on Shady Lake in the foothills of the Cascade Mountains, and he's our guest on This Week in America. Bob, welcome back to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Hey, Rick. It's great to be back. I always love talking to you.
And I love having you on and having a chance to talk, and it's interesting. You've got to go to the YouTube channel and see the video of this, because it's a really neat setup that that Bob has out there to talk about the book on the series, and particularly the book, The Swede, on the program today. And I mentioned this is a dream come true for you. Talk about why this project has been so important for you.
Well, you know, I've always dreamed of writing, and I wrote The Swede a couple of years back, and it was kind of out of the blue. It was kind of strange. I had read this story years ago, and I thought, you know, one day this has got, you know, somebody's got to make a movie out of this. But long story short, I wrote the story, and I got a call the other day. Well, it was maybe last month, I think it was. I was nominated for the Eric Hoffer Award for Literary Excellence.
Yes, congratulations on that.
And it really surprised me, and it really picked up my spirits too, because I just got diagnosed with CIDP, and it was a real pick me up. And since then, it's just been a whirlwind of people, trying to I've been asked to go out to New York to the expo this coming March.
Fantastic. That will be fun.
And they're translating my book into Japanese and marketing it over there. They're really, really interested in it. So I just great news after great news after great news.
Well, yes, and all of this is a dream come true, and I'm glad we did this while I have the English translation of The Swede rather than Japanese, or I would be in big trouble. The book we're talking about is The Swede. I'll give you information throughout the program and where you can find this. And you're a collector, a researcher of Waffen-SS, a passion for military history. When did this all begin for you? Because it sounds like sort of a lifetime when you've been fascinated by this.
Yeah, I've always been fascinated with that entire era, that World War II era. And I love reading about the stories of the war, the heroic missions and the men involved and the women that were involved with the men, that sort of yes. thing, you know. And there are so many fascinating stories that are just being lost to history because they weren't written down and you know, there's some obscure mission the military, you know, had, you know, that nobody knows about.
Yes.
The stories are soon to be gone forever, you know. So I've been doing research trying to capture some of these stories so I can get them down on print and share them with the world, you know.
And you've done an excellent job with that. Now, the series is called Of Love and War. It's available at Amazon. If you go to Amazon, you'll find The Swede, other information there. And Bob's website is R.W. Nicholson, that's N-I-C-H-E-L-S-O-N-watch.com. We'll give you that a couple times during the program It'll be on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, so you can link on there directly. Let's talk about the book, The Swede. Tell us a little bit about the book, Hans and Sven, the main characters. And this, I understand, is based on real people.
Yeah, I picked up this story inside a history book, and I thought, you know, this is a great story. The main characters, Hans Gruber and Sven Eriksson, they're a couple buddies that grew up in Sweden. And in 1939, the Russians had invaded Finland, and the boys joined the Finnish army to fight the Russians. And they went to war, and they were both decorated soldiers. You know, they were very heroic. And after the war, Germany in 1941 invaded Russia in Operation Barbarossa. And once Sven and Hans heard this had happened, they wanted to join the Waffen to help fight the communist Russians. And it wasn't anything to do with any Nazi ideology or anything like that at all. It was purely just to fight the communists. So these books, they don't support Nazi ideology or anything like that. They're quite against it, actually.
Yes.
Now you'll find out the stories. But they looked at it as the enemy of my enemy is my friend. And that's why they joined the Waffen-SS. And this is a fascinating story about these two young men who fight in endless battles all over the Russian front. And the romances that they have with the women back home. And it's just a fascinating story.
Well, and you bring it to life. And so often when we get history, it's just dry. It's statistics. Here's the battle. Here's how many survived, how many died. Here's the land that was captured and all of that. You bring it alive because these two and everybody you write about in the book, your novel, The Swede, these are real people. They're just like the two of us. You've got emotions. You're in love. You question sometimes why you're doing what you're doing and wish that you could do it better. And their unit took terrible casualties, didn't it?
Yes, they did. Those poor boys, there were many of them that thought it was their patriotic duty to go fight this,
yes,
the Russians. And they were just average Joes like you and me, and thought it was their duty to, you know, take part in this great crusade kind of thing. And Hitler was kind of like just, yeah, kind of thing, you know, just accept his rhetoric and, you know, do your job.
Yes.
I don't quite understand that, but
And this book is not controversial. It's controversial to somebody that just reads and go, wait a minute, what are you talking about? And you just explained, you know, the background of these two, and it really is a whole new way, the way you present this, to look at war, isn't it?
Yeah, it's you know, since World War II, the Nazis, even all German soldiers during World War II were demonized as these bloodthirsty killers that just wanted to exterminate the Jews and kill the Slavs and all that. And it may not be palatable to say, but that wasn't necessarily the truth. Like I said, there was a lot of soldiers that were just your average Joes. And this is the story about them. And to talk about stories this way, it's kind of like a bitter pill people don't want to take, you know, that
yes,
there were actually human beings, good people, you know, that were in this war that weren't these bloodthirsty monsters, but they saw all this horror and they realized just how bad it was. And that's what these two young guys do.
Well, the book we're talking about is written by R.W. Nicholson. It's called The Swede. It's part of the Love and War series. The book is available On Buzz's website, I'll give you that in a few minutes. It's available, of course, at Amazon. And this is interesting because it's not just a history book that has war, and you talk about that. You've got romance, drama, comedy, action, of course, unexpected plot twist as well. Talk about him putting this together, because it's pretty hard to put this in a category, isn't it?
You know, I know I've heard it's like action romance or historical fiction romance, or, you know, is it a history lesson? Is it, you know, but everybody seems to just love this. Gosh, where are we going with this?
Well, it touches a lot of, it's not like you sat down just to do this historical novel, and that's, there's plenty of that in there, but you've got so much more, the romance part of it. And reading some of the reviews, especially from some of the female viewers, readers, they're like, I really wasn't interested in reading a military book, and all of a sudden they get caught up in the storyline, the romance, and suddenly they find out this is more than a romance. This is a story that I really don't mind reading about. Is that the kind of reaction that you're getting? That from both sexes, it's like, wow, this is much more complex, many many more layers than I thought it had.
Yes, the romances between Hans and Corina, the two main characters, is just they grow up together in a small town in Sweden. And so they know everything about each other, and they have been in love since like the third grade. So these two who are passionately in love are torn apart from this war, and he only gets to see her three times in, what is it, 5 years, I believe it is. Or no, 4 years.
Wow.
And so when he does get to go back home and spend time with Corina, it's just touching and tender, and it's like they try to pack all this much love in this short time. It's just amazing. It's just, and Corina, the main, she's just lovely. She's beautiful and petite and kind of dainty type woman that just kind of flows across the floor when she walks.
Yes.
The kind of like a almost a wholesome kind of farm girl type.
Oh, yes. Yes.
I guess you would say. And Sven is the stereotypical type Swede male, you know, blonde hair, blue eyed, you know, 6'4", you know, kind of thing. And his buddy Sven, he's a character. He's he doesn't really care about people or relationships or anything for that matter, except for really, you know, getting drunk and having a good time and picking up women. So he's the character and through the story, and he's so hilarious. Some of the things they do together is just amazing.
The book is the suite. Now, how long did it take you to write this? When you had this concept, you had the storyline that you wanted to develop, and then developing the characters, tying it all together. It sounds like this was probably a pretty lengthy process.
You know, it's funny. I first come across this story about 17 years ago now, and I put the book. I wrote the story, and I thought it was great. I thought somebody should, you know, make a movie. But I put the book back on the shelf, and about 15 years later, I was going through the books, and, you know, occasionally we donate books to the library when we're done reading them. But, and I flipped through this book, and my thumb stopped on that one story, and I thought, boy, that was a great story. Somebody needs to make a movie out of that. And I thought, you know what, I'm just going to sit down and write a book and get that done on paper. And I sat down, and 8 months later, I had that story. It was And everybody that's read it just loved it. It's just amazing.
Well, and that's why it is doing so well, probably going to be featured, as Bob was saying at the beginning of the interview, in New York in the spring for the big book expo there, translated into other languages. It's sort of got a renewed life now out there in the marketplace. And the book is The Swede. You can get it by going to Amazon. You also get it by going to Bob's website, which is R.W. Nicholson, that's NICHELSON-watch.com. And you can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly. A few minutes left in the program, going by way too quickly. This is such a fascinating story, but it's part of a series. What are you working on now? This series based on true stories. What's next in the series?
Well, the second book in the series is called The Urchin Warriors. And this one's about a boy that he grows up in Hitler Youth in Nazi Germany. And towards the end of the war in 1944, Hitler put together a unit of Hitler youth, 16, 17, and 18-year-old boys, and formed an SS division and sent them to the Normandy coast to repel the Allied invasion. Well, this is one of the young boys, the main character here. And he falls in love with a little French girl. And this relationship is taboo because they are enemies, and they have to keep this secret relationship very quiet because they could both be killed or sent to a concentration camp or
oh, yes.
God only knows why, you know. But this one's got a great twist in the end. it's going to be great. It's going to be great. This one's published now. It's available with BookBaby. The following one that's coming out now of the Of Love and War series is called The Force of Love. And it's about this Jewish boy and a Christian girl grew up together in Germany. And they had been in love for years and finally got married. The following day in 1935, Hitler decreed that Jews and Christians, or Jews and Germans, could no longer mix. So then, which meant they could, you know, they couldn't stay together or be married or anything like that.
Yes.
Well, when the Germans come to round up the Jews and take them off to the concentration camps, he tries to escape Berlin, and he takes the identity the dead SS soldier that he finds while he was trying to leave Germany. He takes his identity, goes back to Berlin so he can be with his wife. And he lives out this life as an SS soldier. He gets sent off to the Russian front, and then he comes back. And just before Berlin is encircled by the Russians, he escapes the SS unit that he's in, goes back to Berlin, tries to find his wife amid all this rubble and escape to the American lines before the Germans can catch him, or until the Russians can catch them and, you know, wreak their vengeance on them.
Oh, yes.
So it's pretty exciting story.
Well, you've got me on the edge of the seat here with everything that you've got going. I mean, it's just incredible. And I mentioned the book's available. The Swede is the name. How many books do you think there'll be in the series? It sounds like the ideas are sort of free flowing, that you've got a number of these that are sort of kicking around in your mind now.
Oh yeah. And there's so many stories that I hear people email me stories of, I heard the story about this woman in Berlin who was taking out, trying to help Jews escape, you know, the Germans. And, you know, just different stories like
yes.
that from different people. So I want to get them all down on paper, but, you know, of course I can't. But I'm going to give it my best shot.
Well, and so you'll keep checking, because this will be a series that's expanding on a regular basis, Of Love and War series. The author, R.W. Nicholson, is our guest on the program today. His website is rwnicholson.com. Nicholson-watch.com. And Nicholson is N-I-C-H-E-L-S-O-N. Books, of course, available at Amazon. And Bob, available too at AuthorReputationPress.com. I understand books are there as well.
Yes.
So there's no excuse not to get a copy because it's available out there. It's a great mixture of romance, drama, comedy, of course, plenty of action during the course of the story, and unexpected plot twist as well. Just when you think you see maybe where it's going, Bob throws a little curveball in there and it goes somewhere else. And it'll screw up your sleeping pattern because at night you want to read another chapter or two before you put the book down. And by the way, the Swede nominated for the Eric Hoffer Award. And Bob, congratulations on the success of the book, The Swede, the continuing growth of your Of Love and War series, all you've got going. Thank you for being with us on the program. I look forward to doing it again. Plenty more books to talk about. Thank you for sharing this with us on the program today.
Oh, thank you, Rick. It's always a joy to be with you.
And a pleasure to have you with us on the program. R.W. Nicholson, the book we're talking about, The Swede, part of the Of Love and War series, available at Amazon, the usual places. Link onto our website, thisweekinamerica.us, for more information. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.